I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road. Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer Jonathan Gold is here, and this week he's taking us to Otis and Penelope, the latest opening from Quinn and Karen Hatfield.
It's an interesting place. It's very much devoted to the art of fire cooking, but it's not quite as meat intensive as you might expect a grill restaurant to be. There's a really nice crostini, you know, grilled bread with a crab salad on it with avocado and bits of fennel and shaved Fresno chilies. There's a really fantastic dish of mushrooms. They say wild mushrooms, so it's a few different types that have been plunged into batter and fried, and they come out and they're like southern fried anything, except they're mushrooms and they have that really nice woodsy flavor to them. And they come with sort of a garlic sauce for dipping. And they taste more like fried than like mushroom.
Is he playing with particular flavor palettes? Is it Mediterranean focused?
It seems to be pretty Mediterranean focused. I think that he may have been leaning South American when he started it because of, you know, the idea of the, you know, the pariata and the big fire and those restaurants you go to in, you know, Buenos Aires where you have those gigantic grills running almost the length of the restaurant. But with a few exceptions, it's not quite going that way. I mean, he does do a version of what he calls a sirloin cap, but is known in Brazilian churrasco cooking is the picanha. It's the single most prized cut of meat. It's the one that you will not leave the restaurant until you've had some of. And it may sound odd, but the dish I was the most impressed by there was a bowl, kind of a porridge of cauliflower and millet. And does that say something about 2015, that go to a restaurant with all this great meat and the thing that gets me the most exciting is a bowl of porridge?
Well, particularly you, then there's, you know, a bowl of porridge with no pork belly or anything in it.
That's true. There was no pork belly. There was no lamb shank. There was no crisply fried snout.
So Karen Hatfield is also a part of this operation, so I have to ask you about the desserts.
There is this chocolate pie.
Really?
It is the chocolate pie. Just great. You have to get that pie.
Okay, I will.
I know you dislike pie. It's well known in the community.
Thank you so much, Jonathan.
So glad to be here.
That was Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Otis and Penelope on La Brea between Beverly and 3rd. Text the words good food to 69866, and you'll get a text with the restaurant's address and Jonathan's recommended dishes. Or you can find it on the Good Food restaurant map, which lives on the Good Food blog.